Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We're going to continue on in a message I began, it was actually last week, on what does it mean to be a hundredfold disciple of the Lord Jesus. And there was a passage I wanted to share with you yesterday, so I'll begin today by doing that. And this is found in, these are the words of Jesus in Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 9 through 14. And what I had shared is, as I'd mentioned earlier in terms of the prodigal son, not only did he realize that he had sinned against God, because I feel the emphasis of the Lord right now is restoring relationship, he also had to recognize that he had sinned against his father. He had hurt his father. His father never gave up. He prayed for him, ran to meet him with open arms because he had recognized what he had done. He said, I'm not worthy to be called your son anymore. And so that's how we need to pray in terms of fractured relationships. We need to know on our side or on their side, where have we sinned in relation to God's divine principles as shown in his word. And so let me just share this parable that Jesus shared as recorded in Luke, the 18th chapter. He spoke this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. You know, we always are quite good at justifying ourselves. It says, two men went up into the temple to pray. The one was a Pharisee, a religious leader, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. And he goes on to say, I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you see, unless anyone will come to God realizing that they are a sinner and are willing to repent and ask for God's forgiveness, well, that's the very beginning of a relationship with the Lord. We can't consider ourselves righteous and without sin, because all of sin comes short of the glory of God. And the final verse that Jesus said in verse 14, I tell you, this publican, he described, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Praise God. All right, so we have to recognize in our own lives where we have erred and are willing to ask forgiveness. First of all, repent and ask forgiveness of the Lord, and also, if possible, in that relationship, so restoration can be made possible. And Romans 12:1-2, I'd like to read that first verse. Paul is saying, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. That's how we can do this, beloved, his mercy, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's how we are going to walk in hundredfold discipleship, being willing to be led, to be chastened by the Word of God. And so, instead of being powerless, defeated, fearful Christians, Jesus said that we would become a spiritual dynamo. dynamo after the Holy Ghost is come upon us. And a dynamo usually designates a producer of power or current of electric power, a generator. And in a figurative sense, a hundredfold disciple of Christ is going to be like a generator, if you will, giving forth divine energy to those who are in need. And let me pause right now and saying that's why you are having, some of you, the battles that you're having, because you have desired this. You want, you see, you know your weakness. You called out to the Lord and you're asking for that ability to be that a hundredfold disciple, to be totally surrendered, to walk in the victory that His word is promised. And beloved, we cannot do it in our own strength. It's only by the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. And so, in fact, I'd like to pray right now. Father, you see those who are struggling. Father, I pray those who are listening, they want to do that, present their bodies a living sacrifice, to have their minds transformed by the renewing of the Word of God. And so, Father, please, through the power of the Holy Spirit, do what we cannot do in the strength of our own desire, our own heart's cry, but through the Holy Spirit, that victory can be accomplished. I thank you for granting that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And so, as we meditate on the Word of God, as we move in the power of the Holy Spirit, as we have this divine energy, that divine power within us, we then will have the ability to perform the greater works that Jesus said we would do. The church, and by that I mean the members of the body of Christ, Christ's church, have been living and demonstrating, I believe, only a fraction of the power that God has given to us. We're learning, we're growing, we're beginning to have greater and greater understanding and revelation. But we can increase our spiritual efficiency by consciously appropriating God's word to our lives and to our problems. And by doing so, we will have the strength to actively ignore the difficulties. You know, sometimes when you're mentally wrestling with a problem, it just keeps coming back. You can't get it out of your mind. You said, Lord, I'm giving it to you. And we just have to have God's strength to be, every time that thought comes, to be able to say, Lord, I've given it to you, and I am trusting you to work out your will, to work out the difficulties, to help me be at peace. You said, if we're anxious for nothing, Lord, as your word declares, that will happen when we cast all our cares upon you. And so that's what we need to do. In other words, I know it's hard, beloved, when you're in the throes of the difficulty, but as we lose sight of the trouble and the trial and the battles, as we behold the words of Jesus and through faith see Him, the captain of our salvation, He will be start to move in our behalf. Beloved, there's so much that God wants to accomplish in our lives, and believe it or not, sometimes we're so heavy, that spirit of heaviness, God wants to give us a garment of praise. And so, beloved, I just want to give you some scriptures. And if you're discouraged right now, if you feel helpless and hopeless, just hear the word of the Lord. You might want to jot down these scriptures that I'm going to share with you as an antidote for disappointment, discouragement. And the word of the Lord is found, and I'm just going to give you some scriptures. And if you have the ability, just jot them down as they quicken your heart. Isaiah 61:3, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. As we do it, it is sure to work wonders. Now, another one, praise the Lord. I'm so glad that He loved me and gave Himself for me. The reference there is Galatians 1-4. And Titus 2-14. Praise the Lord, I was not redeemed by corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That scripture references 1 Peter 1:18-19. Praise the Lord, God's eyes are looking at me. He's looking throughout the earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. That's 2 Chronicles 16:9. And a scripture we can always claim, 1 John 1:9, praise the Lord that if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord, Jesus is sitting at the Father's right hand making intercession for me. What a consolation that is. That's Hebrews 7:25. And praise the Lord, we don't know how he does it, but we know it's true. He's working everything together for my good. That's Romans 8:28. And another important scripture, praise the Lord, he has also promised salvation of my loved ones. That's Acts 16:31. Praise God for his word to which we have free access. That's 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Praise the Lord, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Even when you think you can't, he will strengthen you. That's Philippians 4:13. And praise the Lord, he's coming again to take me to be with him forever, John 14:3. Praise the Lord, he supplies every need, Philippians 4:19. Praise the Lord, he's provided a heavenly comforter to live in me forever. Praise the Lord, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly, Psalm 84. And Romans 8:32, praise the Lord, he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And thank God, everything around us changes, but he doesn't. Hebrews 13:8, he's always the same. He never changes. Praise God. Well, I have some more scriptures to share, but my time is gone, and we must bring this broadcast to a close. I love you, and if you're struggling with difficulties and troubles, it needs the support of agreeing prayer, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, my UCM family. Pray for you every day, including my radio family, even if you've never written. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.